Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, I've been excited for the last couple of weeks, and we really are getting into the Christmas season now. It's almost upon us, and one of Dublin's oldest Christmas events that will be running for 61 years will be opening next week. And it depicts the scenes from the Old and the New Testament, and it's a great event for all the family to enjoy. And in studio now to tell us more about the Moving Crib, we have Dara Murphy. He's the general manager of the Moving Crib, and you're very welcome to the show this morning. Good morning, Dara.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, you know, we were just talking about it, the Moving Crib. It's a real tradition for people, isn't it? But there might be some people out there that have never heard of it. Can you tell our listeners, what is the Moving Crib? What's it all
about? Sure. It's, it is a tradition. It's been, this is our 61st year, so we're really excited to be able to open it every year. It's traditional Christmas scenes. It's scenes from the Bible that are depicted. They're painted by Cormac Larkin, a relatively unknown artist from Dublin, but a wonderful artist. He's painted these scenes, and we have over 100 figurines that are moving. They're mechanical figurines. They move, and people look at them and they say, how come this is not electronics and it's not modern? It's like, these are operated by wires and pulleys and strings and so on and so forth. So it's quite amazing that they're 61 years old and they're still working.
I was wondering Dara. Do you ever have to repair them? Do they break?
We have a little. We have running repairs here and there, but not a lot. Not a lot.
That's amazing.
It is. It's quite amazing. The scenes basically are, there's a range of scenes from all parts of the Bible, from the New and Old Testament, and there's the main scene, obviously, is the lead up to the Nativity, and that's just a very special place that we don't touch. We haven't touched anything in it. We haven't improved anything in it, and it's quite amazing to wander through that and know that 61 years ago it was built, hand built, and everything was put in place.
That is amazing. And it's a real tradition for some families, isn't it, to come in. They were brought by their parents and their parents brought them.
It's fantastic. I think last year I met three generations of family, the grandmother bringing her child and the granddaughter then being brought in as well. And it's just wonderful to see these and the sparkle in the eyes from the grandmother all the way down to the grandchild. It's amazing.
Well, we were talking off air. I was saying that, you know, we pulled out some of the Christmas movies this week because we were sick in the house and there was nothing else to do to keep people entertained. And I pulled out some from my childhood, you know, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, the ones that from the probably 60s is when they were made. And the kids were fascinated at the animation because it's so different from what we have today. And absolutely. I think that's a bit of touch of nostalgia from the Moving Crib as well, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely. They're surprised that it's not much more modern, but they see and then when they look at the detail that is created, we have a doll's house there from 1900.
Wow.
And we had moved it so things had fallen down and so on. So we were just putting back some of the little items back in place. And down to the detail is so minute that they have knives and forks, individual knives and forks for in this
doll's
house.
You don't see that nowadays.
You don't see that.
No,
nowadays.
You don't. You don't.
And we also have a small handmade ark that was donated to us, and it apparently comes from 1850.
Wow.
So, you know, there's some real history here, and it's beautiful. It's a great place to work.
Yeah.
It's a great place to
work. Well, we've been there ourselves as a family before, and it is just beautiful. And I was saying we need to revisit it because we haven't been in a few. You kind of forget about it when your kids get older,
sure.
And you think, oh, you know, they're too old for that now. But it is a nostalgic kind of thing to go and to relive it.
Yeah.
Where did the idea come from for the Moving Crib?
Well, Father Coffey from the Dominican Order was the director of St. Martin Apostolate back in the 50s. And he decided that something had to be done to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the Nativity. And he put the idea together. He was obviously a very forward-thinking man and decided to create this space in the basement of our building. And apparently back in the day, there was 30, 40, 50,000 people used to come and visit the Moving Crib. Now we're climbing back up to that number, but not quite there yet. But it is, it's a very, it's a wonderful place to work, and the, and we add a little bit to it each year. And this year we're asking people to come in with a leaf so they can hang it onto the tree in the Garden of Eden. And if they design and color their own leaf, then they can put their name on it and forevermore come back and visit their leaf in the Garden of Eden.
That is such a great idea.
It's beautiful. We have some from last year, and the tree that I've put in this year with the leaves on it looks spectacular. It's just beautiful now with the colors. And
I love the idea of it because, you know, there are, I think this time of the year, Christmas time, it gets ramped up. It gets really busy. Yeah. And we tend to lose the focus of what the season is really about.
It's so commercial now. It's so commercial. And we are trying to keep it back to traditional values. And the crib is free to come and visit, you know, so it's you can't get better than that. It's a wonderful tradition. And it's something that we would encourage more and more families and schools and groups to come and visit us.
And so I suppose, like, you can make a real day of it, couldn't you? Come in, bring the kids for hot chocolate, see the Moving Crib, watch the lights come on, and all of that in the city center is really atmosphere.
It is a beautiful atmosphere. And it takes about an hour or so to go through the crib, and with our competitions, kids have chance to win little presents and prizes throughout their visit. So it
just sounds great. It sounds like it's something really for all ages.
Yeah, it is primarily obviously for children, but we do have the generations of families coming back in and bringing their children and grandchildren, and it's great to see the delight on their faces.
And so it opens next week, is that right?
It opens on Tuesday, and it's open 7 days a week all the way through to the 7th of January. Obviously, barring Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day, and New Year's Day, we close as well.
And where are you located?
In Parnell Square, just opposite the main entrance to the rotunda, number 42. And we have flags outside and a big sign. Here we are. The Moving Crib flags are just being put out, and you can't really miss us.
And it's great because you're adding a little bit to it every year. So if people have been in the years past, if they come again, they'll see something a little new.
A little bit new. I'm very conscious of it being so traditional, and I'm not changing it.
You'd be in trouble.
I would be in trouble.
If you tried to change it too much.
Yeah, my director, spiritual director, would give out to me a lot for changing it. So I change a little bit. I add to it. We have a reflection room this year for St. Martin he's obviously the main business that we have is St. Martin Apostolate.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So you mentioned that it's a free event. Do people need to book in to come and see it, or how does all that work?
No, we're open Monday to Friday from 2 till 6, and weekends we're open from 11 till 6. And for individuals, you just come along and you just walk in, it's free. For groups of people, we do ask them to make a booking because we want to be prepared to be able to take in a group of people, children, families, etc., large families. Mm-hmm. For example, we have a couple of bookings there that are schools. The entire school is coming.
Oh wow!
so we have to plan these things, and we have to have enough staff, and we have to make sure that everything is going to be okay, and it's not too crowded.
And if you're coming as a family, when's a good time to come? I suppose school children probably come during school hours.
Any time during the day. The school groups tend to come in the mornings, and we allow them come early. We open up early for them.
Okay.
But then after 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday to Friday, any families can come along. And weekends, it's a free-for-all. Anybody can come at any time.
Well, it sounds it's definitely something I'm putting at the top of my list now to do, because I've been saying to the husband, what are we going to do for Christmas? What are we going to do with the kids? And so this is coming to the top of my list.
Okay.
We're going to definitely be there this year and have a look at it and see what you've added.
Okay.
And I love the idea of the leaf as well.
It's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
We're open this year for the first year on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
So we've decided to open up on Christmas Eve.
Wow. You know, so just, we'll get some visitors, I'm sure.
You know, yeah, I think that a lot of people are rushing around doing things. And remember, we have the Artry, and it's a nice kind of quiet space, and it allows people to calm down.
Calm down. I love it. I love it. Dara Murphy from The Moving Crib, thanks for coming in this morning and reminding us what's there, the treasure that's there. And I also want to encourage people when they go in to really take it in, to spend time with it and see all the detail that's there. So thanks for coming in this morning.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.